Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1497 of our trek, and it is time for our three-minute mini-trek called Humor Unplugged. Our Thursday podcast will provide you with a clean and short funny story to help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. Something to cheer you and provide a bit of levity in your life. We are told in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. We are also encouraged in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Consider this your vitamin supplement of cheer for today. So let's jump right in with today's funny, which is titled, A New Calf. Little six-year-old Danny was so excited that he was going to the farm to spend the weekend with his granddad, whom he called Papa. He loved being with Papa and really loved being on the farm so he could be Papa's big helper. Papa and Danny worked at completing their chores as they invested all day together on Saturday. As usual, when Danny visited Papa, they were up bright and early on Sunday morning to milk the 10 cows before heading off to church. As Papa was milking the cows, Danny wandered through the barn as he so loved to do. He came across one cow in a pen all by itself, and she looked enormous. Danny said, "Hey, Papa, what is this one cow doing all by itself, and why is it so fat?" Papa chuckled a bit and said, "Oh, that's old Daisy. She's due any day now." Danny wasn't sure what that all meant, but he was really concerned that Daisy wasn't doing very well. They headed off to church, but it was hard for Danny to sit still because he kept thinking about poor old Daisy. When they arrived back at the farm after church, Danny jumped out of the truck and headed to the barn. He soon came running back with wide eyes and shouted, "Hey, Papa, it looks like Daisy's not doing very well. She's lying down and she keeps mooing." Papa said, "Well, let's get out of our Sunday go to meeting clothes and put on some more clothes. Then we can check on Daisy." When they finally got back to the barn, Papa could see that indeed Daisy was having trouble calving. He didn't know how little Danny would take the whole process, but he had no option but to get on with the job and assisting with the birth. Papa got in the pen with Daisy and proceeded to stick his hand and arm in to assist as he pulled the calf free from the birth canal. Danny stood there, watching with his eyes ready to pop out of his head. Soon Daisy was happily cleaning the calf up. Papa turned to Danny and said, "Well, Danny, do you have any questions about what you just saw?" At first, Danny was speechless and seemed overwhelmed by the experience. But finally, he asked, "How fast was that calf going when he hit Daisy's behind?" I hope that brought a smile to your face today. If it did, pass that smile on to someone else. We could all use a kind smile each day. Our Thursday thought is, a calf follows its mother among 1,000 cows, so the good and bad deeds of a man follow him. And here's our verse for today, which is Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6. In that day, the wolf and the lamb will live together. The leopard will lie down with the baby goat. The calf and the yearling will be safe with the lion. And the little child will lead them all. Just as you enjoy these nuggets of humor, please encourage your friends and family to join us and come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,496 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek Podcaster and Journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Futuristic Friday.